Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, everybody? You're watching and listening to the Grown Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On today's episode, we will be talking about the fashion show, how it was a hot mess. Little Mama sings her ABCs, and it's burning up in Jamaica. Of course, we have your glowing up fashion, your fan shout out, news and gossip, and so much more. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hang up and you call right back.
Yes, he got it bad.
Bow Wow got it bad.
He got it bad.
You know you're gonna bend when you're stuck in the house.
Okay. Ooh. Just brings back so many memories.
This was back in the day.
Okay.
You singing this song like something happened to you. Don't even know. You know?
This is how I felt when I broke up with Raven Simone when I was 13. I said, take it, I got a bag.
Right.
What's up, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On today's episode, we will be talking about the fashion show being a hot mess. Little Mama sings her ABCs. It's burning up in Jamaica. And of course, our glowing up fashion, our fan shout out, news and gossip, and so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce the panel. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. Byron, how you feeling?
What's up, y'all? It's Byron K. We are in here. I'm ready for this one. Right? This episode was nice.
It was good. It was good. Alexis, how you feeling?
I'm good. And Little Mama can sing.
Okay.
Sang.
Fine. Sang.
Singing out of the house. Yes, everybody. This was a good episode.
Yeah.
This was really good. It was like very like, I don't know, warm felt. And then it gave me enough drama. And then it just gave me enough craziness. This was great TV. I'm feeling it. Byron, what did you think about this episode?
I agree. I feel like this episode was the full rainbow. It gave you every color, every spectrum. Probably my favorite episode so far.
Yeah.
I agree. I like this episode. And I like how it wasn't just drama. It gave us a little peek into everyone's life, what they got going on. Mm-hmm. And it was just good. It was really good.
Right? Mm-hmm. Look at y'all. Look at WeTV. Looks good.
I know.
So let's get into it here. So the fashion show was a hot mess. Like, literally. Everybody was sweating. I still don't understand where the ACs or the floor fans in Atlanta.
They need floor fans. I agree with you, bro. The first thing I said was in my head was, they need floor fans. Like Howard was right. They need floor fans. They need Lasco.
Well, more importantly, why is there no AC? In the South, it's hot.
It's
so you
warehouse.
Know to have AC.
That's how I feel. It's just like you should be planning for this. Mm-hmm. Like, and it looked like, and these events, these buildings, I don't know. This one kind of looked like there was a garage in the back. So I'm like, so what's going on? Is this a warehouse? How are we feeling?
It's a warehouse and AC wasn't on the budget.
Oh my gosh. At least a fan though.
It was ghetto. That's how she explained it. It was ghetto.
Just ghetto.
They should have had one of them toy fans that squirt the water to. And they should have just had one of them people just follow all the models and just keep squirting them and keep blowing the fan on them.
It was a mess. So Anaya, she rose up there. Of course, there's no power, which I'm like, okay, so everybody just get ready in the dark. Like, how are we doing this? No power, no AC, hot. And she said, it's ghetto, like Alexis said. And she calls Leslie or Kiyomi and says, hey, girl, where you at? You're supposed to be here. We're doing our fitting. She's still at the salon. And I'm like, girl, first and foremost, why would you get your hair done on the day of, especially a few hours before? No one in a hair salon take forever. I mean, I'm bald, but I still know. I sat up there with my mother and sister. It takes all day.
Yeah.
So you should have got your hair done the day before, wrapped that thing up and came. Then she had enough nerve to still sound like she was just sad on the phone. It's like, get out of it. Get out of your mood. You got to work. It's a job.
Yeah.
And you got an opportunity. She's giving you an opportunity. So just clear your mind for a second. You know how they say when you're at work, you got to walk into work and like just forget everything you're going through and be present. That's what I felt like she needed to. But I think she did feel sad. But when she got there, she did her job. She did what she
was in her element.
Yeah,
I really see her in that world, the whole modeling world. So I think that's a good thing for her to have. I was about to call her flaky. I was so damn close to calling Kiyomi flaky, but then of course she walked in at the last minute like Superwoman. I'm like,
it's about time showing up finally towards the end. And I'm like, she was probably the last girl to get done, you know.
She was the star though. I like how Ayana she specifically said, she's like, look, if Kiyomi don't show up, I don't know who's gonna wear this girl's dress, because ain't nobody got a body like her. And I felt it when she said that. I'm like, okay, that's why you're treating her so special, because you know she make your dress look good. She gonna get you some sales,
right?
It still turned out to be a good fashion show.
Yeah,
like it was still, like, overall, it was nice.
It was packed. Had a couple people in there. I feel like once the girls started walking, people stopped forgetting that it was hot and start focusing on the models.
That's true.
I feel like it, you know, she said it was ghetto at the beginning, but I think, you know, towards the end, she was satisfied with how it turned out.
It was her first one, too. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a win. Just the fact that she pulled it off from beginning to end. No matter how it went, she started it and she finished it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's very true.
So go, girl.
Go ahead, girl. Somebody who wanted to be finished is Bow Wow. So he showed up there. First, Kaomi was like, I don't know if he's coming. If he does come, it's going to be awkward. He did end up coming, but just to draw some flowers and pretty much leave. He didn't want to stay around. He didn't know if she was going to be, you know, in her right state of mind, or if Mazika was going to be there. And I just feel like Bow Wow made the right decision. Is that how we're feeling? Drop the flowers off, say good luck, and leave?
Definitely. I honestly said that he was responsible for once, or at least smart. Because like you said, Masika could have been there. We saw Lil Mama was there. And Kaomi was there modeling. So I'm like, okay, Bow Wow, he knows what to get himself into and what not to get himself into. So he was actually smart just to do a little drive-by delivery and just bounce out. But it's funny to find out that Kaomi wanted him to be there. And at first, well, obviously she loves him. So at first I'm like, oh, she really cares. But then, like, when she started talking, I'm like, oh, she just want him to see her look bad in that dress. I get it. I get it.
Us women.
Yeah. Y'all be doing that.
But, you know, I think he was doing an adult thing, at least, you know, showing his face. Because he could have texted me, like, have a good show. I'm sorry I can't come. But he did a good thing by just coming up there. Like, look. I can't be here, but I'm going to give you some support, some flowers, and wish you the best. So I like he did that.
Yeah. It worked out.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was definitely nice. So, and then I also liked Little Mama showing up. Little Mama has just been killing the game.
So pretty.
Oh my gosh. I just love that she showed up, and the way she showed up, everybody else was excited to see her. So I was like, Mama, like, you still have it. Like, you can still bring out a crowd. To me, it was just everything. Everything.
I think she has the most star power on this show right now. Like, I'm obviously Bow Wow is probably the biggest name on the show, but right now I feel like she has so much potential because, like I said, this show is so set up for Lil Mama. Like, think about it. All of her sit downs are the dopest ones. So she sat down with MC Light, who's her momager pretty much. She's a manager, but she's like a mother figure in the industry for Lil Mama. Then a week later, she's sitting down with Kelly Price, who's gonna like really like help her get over some things, and they broke some chains off of Lil Mama in this episode. Like, they like, she found some freedom in this episode. So like I said, this show is set up for Lil Mama, and if she keeps going at this rate, she's really finna blow even bigger
Is she gonna get some fans back? Because I feel like some people,
they fell off a little.
Yeah, they fell off a little. You're getting to see a side of her we wouldn't have saw if she wouldn't been on the show.
I'm a fan of her as a woman more so now. Like, not just like an artist, like, oh yeah, she made these hits back in the day, but just as a grown, independent woman who's just like grinding. Like, how can you not respect that?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, this episode was great. I mean, since we're already talking about Little Mama, let's talk about her singing this ABCs. So she sat down with Kelly Price, like we had stated, you know, R&B legend Kelly Price, who, if you guys don't know, worked with Whitney Houston, worked with Kanye, worked with just so many people down the line. And she says to Kelly Price, listen, I want to sing. I want you to do, if you can, give me some singing lessons, and I want you to help my anxiety, which I am still shocked to learn that she has anxiety when she gets in the booth. So I was like, okay, Little Mama, like, can she really sing? Can she really do this? Because she keeps talking about it. She got to that booth with the producer, let me see, J-Dub.
Yeah.
They started just ABCs. You would never think, like, ABCs, how to make it just flow. Little Mama just brought me. I got teary-eyed.
She did that. I almost shed a tear, too.
I was like, she was singing.
She can sing.
She can sing.
Yeah, and I didn't expect that, honestly, because, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I can sing. I'm like, okay. But when she started singing, I was like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I see where you're going with this. Right? Okay, all right, girl. So, yeah, I like that scene. And it's powerful to see how emotional she is connected to it and how Kelly got her, you know, like she started tearing up. And I think, you know, this singing thing will be a good look for her.
Don't y'all think it's funny how we run from our gifts? Like the things mm-hmm. that we're called to are the things that we often try to run from and avoid.
That's a word, Byron. Sorry, that was a word right there.
A whole word. So it's like she came up in this environment that was like basically tailored for her to carry her mother's torch and everything. I think mm-hmm. she was scared of that, which she'll kind of admit, like, that those are big shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's going to be a comparison regardless. Even though nobody can compare with my mother, there will be a comparison. So, you know, if I'm going to do it, then I want to do it right. But at the same time, like, her putting that much pressure on herself has scared her all this time.
Right.
So, yeah. And it's funny because, like, she's been talking herself out of something that's already been ordained for her. And now she's finally coming back around. And you know what? I'm going to actually explore this lane. And we already see just her singing the damn ABCs was mm-hmm. a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of something my mom used to say, rest in peace. But my mom used to always say, and this was when it comes to cooking, but mm-hmm. it applies to singing too, or like any art form. My mom said, if you can cook, you can make shoe leather taste good. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of mm-hmm. reminded me of when... What's her name?
Kelly Price.
She said, if you can sing, you mm-hmm. can sing anything. And to me, that just showed me that that's what true gift and talent is.
Yes.
To be able to do it anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. And that's what she's kind of learning how to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting to see.
It really is. And I'm just excited to see, like, how she's going to, like, just use this gift. Like, is she going to give us maybe just a singing EP? Like, it's just six songs. Or are we going to get a mixture of rapping and singing type of like a Nicki Minaj tried to do mm-hmm. type of thing or a Drake area here?
I'm feeling a Teyana Taylor type of vibe from her.
Oh, yeah.
Deep, raspy, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's one of those ones where you just can't deny her talent. Lil mm-hmm. Mama's going to be one of those where it's like you can try to like make jokes and all this kind of stuff. But like when her stuff actually comes out, you can't really say nothing bad about it.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be like that.
Oh my gosh, I just cannot wait to like see her just blossom like even more. Yeah. Especially just all this heartache, like what she's going through still with her mom. It's like she's really going to channel this and bring something great out of this. It's low-key exciting to see.
Yeah.
Like I'm really happy.
She deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing that's exciting are our fans out there, our little AfterBuzz Universe fans. Byron, do you have a little message for them?
Yes, I sure do. As you know, we love y'all so much, and our network also produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and much more. There's no network that works harder for television fans. But we do need your help. We ask that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by doing that, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And you'll help us continue to grow. And we need that growth. And if you're worried about those notifications, don't be, because they're optional. You can turn them off. You can be like, get out my face. Get out my way. I don't need you. I'm going to just subscribe. And we appreciate that. So hit the subscribe button right now for this channel. Check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And subscribe and let us know you did in the comments so we can go ahead and shout you out right here on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us remain the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, loving you guys out there. Make sure you give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Yes.
We love you with our actual heart.
So let's move on and talk about Bow Wow himself and this whole cat and mouse, him and Kiyomi. It was just so much back and forth on tonight's episode. We go on a Bow Wow, how he's in the studio finishing up him and Kiyomi's song.
That song, though.
It was very, you know, sexual, but it sounded kind of good.
But where is it going to get played? Because that's a lot
of uncut. BET Uncut. They need to shoot a video, and they're going to be on BET Uncut. Do they still have that?
No, they don't have BET Uncut.
They need to listen. BET, bring back BET Uncut.
Because... That song is about a beep, boom, 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 but beep.
It's made straight for that, though, that type of thing.
It is. I know.
Bring that back, y'all.
The video. How would that be?
That's what I'm saying.
It'll be like Tip Drill. Y'all remember that video.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all remember that video. It's going to be like
this.
Well,
iconic.
I don't know where we're going to play this song, really.
I don't know.
Just Spotify.
We're going to play it before the after show.
And it's called Relationship Goals. Isn't that the name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were in love. No.
But the lyrics in the song. that's relationship goals. I mean, no.
Well, it's just a mess. So he tries to finish up his song. He stays in the studio and says, oh, I miss her. I'm not even going to lie. Me doing this song. I'm like, oh my gosh, Brava. Okay, you miss her. Then Kaomi meets up with her friend Mika, who she met on Wildin' Out, and she pretty much says the same thing. Like, I miss him. If he were to say sorry, I would take him right back. And Mika was like, no, girl. Like, you got to make him work. Like, what are you thinking? I don't know. I'm on the fence, because I understand when Kaomi's saying, like, if he says sorry, I'll take him back. But I understand Mika, because it's like, make him work a little bit for it. Don't just, you know, give in.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I have a question for y'all.
Oh, no.
Do you remember the scene where he said that he is not going to reach out to her because he wanted to see who's going to crack first? Yeah. Why are men like that?
That is not men. Both sides are like
no,
that.
No, but if you know that you did the wrong as a man and you miss her, why don't you reach? She's not going to reach out to you. We're not going to reach out to you.
You're right.
So why won't he be the bigger person? That's what I'm asking men.
At the very least, he should apologize. That's what I would do. Like, we ain't got to make up nothing. I don't want you back, mm-hmm. but I am mm-hmm. sorry for what I said and how I acted. So I think he should apologize. But, I mean, he ain't got to, like, do too much more than that. Like, mm-hmm. if he messed up. So say, I messed up. I'm sorry. I won't let that kind of thing happen again. Mm-hmm. I definitely said some things I shouldn't have said. I don't feel that way, at least when I'm not angry. And, you know, just leave it at that.
Yeah. Then with her friend saying make him work harder for saying don't just take him saying sorry, mm-hmm. I agree with her 50-50.
Right?
I feel like it depends on how long it takes him to say sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
If it takes him, like, if he gonna wait till see who cracks, then I'm not just gonna take your sorry.
That's because I'm like, what if you both are stubborn? You know
they
what I mean?
They are stubborn. They haven't
who's
apologized.
Gonna wait?
Exactly.
How long we gonna wait? Mm-mm. What's the longest we should or somebody should wait in a relationship to say sorry?
2 days.
Ooh. Yeah, I can't let stuff linger.
Days. That's like the max. I'm expecting you to say sorry the next day.
Because it's messing up your vibe mm-hmm. and like how you feel.
That's very true.
So like I can't let it linger. Like I'll say my sorry, and you ain't got to text back. You ain't mm-hmm. got to say thank you. You ain't got to say I accept your apologies. Just receive my message. As long as it say delivered
mm-hmm. right.
underneath that blue box, I'm good, and I'm gonna move on with my life.
You're not gonna even call. You're gonna send a text.
if that's
Byron, just trifling.
It depends on if I feel like talking. Like all right, here, no, it's not that.
Let me go back.
It depends if I think she feels like talking. If I feel, because here's the thing, because I usually date mean girls anyways. So if I think that she's not going to talk to me or she's not going to answer, I'm not going to look stupid and call her. But I will go ahead and shoot this text and I'll watch when it says bleep, delivered, and then that's it.
Well, I would be the type, I would look at your text and not respond because you're not going to text me. I'm sorry. You're going to pick up the phone.
But it said delivered.
Emphasis on that
message being delivered. The fact is that it was delivered to your doorstep. You don't have to receive it, but it's been delivered.
I mean, but does it also depend on like the situation? Because he really went in on her, called her a bum, called her, you know, just ungrateful, very insecure. So I'm like, she shouldn't have to say sorry first.
No.
She needs to come to the door and say, listen, you know, I apologize. Can we work this out or can we not? That's all I'm saying.
That's why Bow Wow is still a little childish in a sense, because mm-hmm. he's a grown man. And he needs to pick up the phone, or if Byron's away, text her and let him know he's sorry. Don't do winks to see who's going to crack. That's just not
exactly.
going to work. In no relationship, that's not going to work.
And I don't understand. So he also sat down with JD's daughter, Shania, and said how he misses her so much that he is sorry. So he's pouring out his heart to her. And he was saying, like, I do miss her. It's weird rolling around in the bed and she's not there. And even Shania said, well, why don't you tell her that? Oh, no, I can't tell her that.
Stubborn.
No.
Pride is stubborn.
Sir, tell her that. Why are you telling it to a friend? You know what I mean? Because she, 9 times out of 10, they're feeling the same way. And she was.
Wow.
It's a mess. It was a home. And then I don't know if this is helping him going out every night.
And drinking,
hungover at the brunch after going hard for 7 days. Like, how's your liver? Let's talk about that. Oh my gosh, Bow Wow, he's a mess.
When's he gonna change his name from Bow Wow to something more mature, like Roof Roof or something?
I'm done.
Roof Roof.
He's still Shod.
He is Shod Moss. Moss, whatever.
Moss Mansion.
He sounds like the best wide receiver in history with that type of name. Shod Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Football name. Mm-hmm. To the T.
So, and then speaking with Shania, I'm still trying to figure her out here. I don't know. They're not really showing so much of her, so yeah. I'm still kind of like, okay, she's still there. She's still on the show. How we doing this?
She's like the wingman friend.
Yeah. She is for everybody.
She's the one that wait in the car, like while you go fix it with your boo thing, and she just sit there while the car is running in the passenger seat and wait. She's
third,
that friend.
And the third wheel too sometimes.
Yeah. But I mean, they did show a little bit more of her today and mm-hmm. talk about how she's still trying to get it, you know, get things going with her fashion line. And she said at the fashion show how she was so inspired. She just wishes her dad would support her like the way DJ Hurricane does with Anaya. And then she meets up with her dad, Jermaine. And I don't know, Jermaine, this whole story was kind of different because Jermaine said that she was never really determined and he can't put her around the same people to talk fashion. She said he never gave her the financial backing and just wanted him to say, like, I got you financially. But she also said that she's not really interested in the fashion line. Like, it's kind of to the side. So if you're really trying to push something and you put it on the back burner, are you still trying to push it?
Like, nope. That means you're not serious about it. Like, yeah. Regardless with your parents or well, her dad's financial backing or not, there are people out here that do fashion that don't have a financial backing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she... Like her dad said, she's feeling a little privileged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like how she blamed her dad for holding her back. She said, I feel like he's holding me back. And it's like, mm-hmm. you can't, mm-hmm. and this is how I feel. I don't think you can blame any other human for you not being where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And yes, a lot of BS may have happened to you. Yes, something that they did or said may not have been fair, but they're not the reason why you're not where you want to be. You have that power to mm-hmm. get where you want to be, period. Like, if we let somebody else cause us to not excel in our lives, when our life is over, who do we blame for it? Them? Because of what they did 8 years ago, I'm where I'm at now. And it's like, no, like, you got it. Things are going to happen to everybody. Mm-hmm. So I didn't like that when she blamed her dad for her not being where she wants to be. And I feel like he was kind of, like, saying the same thing. Like, when she said that I stopped, he's like, why would you let that stop you? Like, did right. I have to say that in order for mm-hmm. you to keep going? Mm-hmm. And, like, if that's the case, then it's like, are you really passionate about it then? If you're waiting for my green light.
Right.
Like, I feel like it would have, my bad, but I feel like mm-hmm. it would have been easier if she would have just went ahead. Like, even if she would have just got mad at him and said, you know what, Dad, forget you. I'm going to go do it. I bet you he would have actually liked that. Like, okay, go ahead. He would have let her went for a minute. Then he would have helped her out. Mm-hmm. But all he wants to see is that initiative that she's going all the way. Not 50%, mm-hmm. not 60, 70, but all the way. Then he'll jump in like any good dad would.
Yep, I agree, Byron. Okay, yes, come through with the word tonight.
Byron just came through with the word.
Tonight. Okay.
Elder Byron is here. He is here.
Yes.
Yes. Let the church say amen. Mm-hmm. So.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all are dope. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Byron. So, yeah, I really just took the words out of my mouth because I'm like, I really just feel the same way. I just wish she would, I don't know, kind of move forward with it. I think she probably might have a good eye, you know, for fashion. I'd be very interested to see what she comes up with. Are we thinking high fashion, loungewear? Like, I'm interested. I need to see a rough draft.
Yeah.
Also, she can ask Anaya for help. I mean, or to shadow her or do little things. You know, Anaya mm-hmm. has her own little fashion line going. So why, you have someone that even though you don't feel like you have the financial backing, you can ask her for advice, shadow her. Like, oh, let me shadow you at this. Like, she has a lot of different outlets for her to be able to do it without her dad's help. To at least prove to her that, hey, I'm shadowing Anaya or I'm going to her for inspiration or help. Like, she's not doing anything. So I don't really think mm-hmm. she's passionate about fashion, to be completely honest.
And the thing is, she's in a good position. She's complaining about what she doesn't have, but she already has an exponential amount more than what most normal people would have if they were starting out.
That's true.
Exactly.
Because to me, she has the connections where she doesn't really have to ask her father for money. She knows Usher. You know what I mean? You know Usher, you know Bow Wow, who's had his own fashion line and other businesses. So you do have people in your life who know the industry, even the fashion industry. Mm-hmm.
Her name and her credit score alone should, like, get her in some doors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested, Shania. Let us know what you do, boo. Let us know. So somebody who needs to let us know is Miss Deb. We need to know about this man. So my dad decides she wants to go to Jamaica with Johnny because, you know, Johnny's shooting her music video out there. She's a star. And so she got to meet up with Elephant Man. That's pretty big. And they're all going to be in Jamaica. So my dad decides to, you know, go along. And she wants to bring her boo.
Ooh.
which I didn't know Miss Deb was dating.
You better come through, Miss Deb.
Okay, she said a little.
She be low key with her life.
She sure do, but I love that about her.
Oh man. Yeah.
But when she gets to Jamaica, she's thinking like everything's set in stone. She gets a phone call from the director. He said, "You need to get over here. It's already a mess." We later on find out when Johnny sits down with Miss Deb that Elephant Man's not even in Jamaica. He's at a festival out of the country. So I'm trying to figure out what is going on, because how are you going to shoot a music video with your guests not there, like the featured artist, and then have enough nerve? So we already know Johnny has a temper, but she went off behind scenes talking about Miss Deb. That Miss Deb is,
and she was
right there listening to everything. I'm tired of her disrespecting me. She got a slick mouth.
Who pay her?
You need to realize who pay her.
Who pay you or something like that?
Yes. Did Johnny have the nerve to go off on Miss Deb like that? I think Miss Deb just coming from like a motherly place.
Yeah. Miss Deb is solid. She don't need Johnny Blaze's money, first off.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a baller. Like, well, I ain't gonna say a baller, but she's a boss. Mm-hmm. And real G's move in silence like lasagna. And I think that's what Miss Deb does. She don't need no Johnny Blaze.
Does lasagna move in silence?
But the G in lasagna is silent.
I thought you was talking to actual food. I said,
"Wait, is it moving silent?" I don't know why she got so hostile with Ms. Deb so easily. I don't think anything Ms. Deb was saying was wrong. She got kind of so offensive so quick, you know, so defensive so quickly.
Part of that could have been editing too, because I'm sure the conversation was a lot longer than the minute and a half that we saw.
True.
So they can cut it to where it seems like, oh, she went 0 to 100 when probably she went 0 to 40, then from 40 to 80, then 80 to 100. But who knows?
But that still was just all that stuff she said to Ms. Deb was so disrespectful. It didn't have to go there. That's your elders, girl.
Exactly.
And it's Miss Deb. How can you have a problem with Miss Deb? And she flew to Jamaica for you.
For you.
Then you're trying to tell her to stay till Tuesday. She's like, no, I got other plans and other clients.
Exactly. Like, I got a man.
Yeah. Whole man.
Like, my man is here. I'm not changing my flight for you. As she shouldn't have. I was like, Miss Deb, you better not change no flight. Because Johnny is already ungrateful. Yeah. It's like, don't come and beg me to manage, you know, I don't like how Johnny went back to Miss Deb and said, please manage me. But then you show her the same thing as why she left him first time.
And it was worse this time, too.
Yes.
I think this is probably why they stopped talking. I'm interested to see more in the season if they, like, if they reconcile after this, because I feel like she was very disrespectful.
There's only so much a person can take.
Yeah.
Even somebody like Miss Deb, and I feel like she's actually about that life. Mm-hmm. So she knows how to remove herself from situations before it gets to that point. Mm-hmm. She's smart.
Very smart. And I understand, like, scheduling is bad, but how is your artist, the guy you're featured with, not in, like, how do you not know? Because Johnny said she spoke to him a day before. He said he was going to call her back. He didn't call her back. So why didn't you text? Or is there an assistant, a publicist, a manager?
Exactly.
There's nobody that said, like, he's going to take this festival. And I'm pretty sure this festival wasn't just planned the next day. I feel like this festival might have been planned within months. So where's the scheduling there?
And the communication.
Yeah.
You flew all the way to Jamaica.
For an artist not even there. And then you don't even want to do you want to do solo scenes, but the director is saying you can't really do a solo scene. So now it's like you just sitting around in Jamaica.
Well, Elephant Man would be the star of the video, honestly.
Exactly.
People would listen to the song and watch the video for Elephant Man.
Yeah. Mm.
Just a mess, really.
Very hot mess. It was Hotlanta. Well, in that case, it was Jamaica.
Hot Jamaica. Jamaica.
Burning up in Jamaica. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on this episode?
That track. I want to go back to that track. I give that track an honest 5 out of 10. That Bow Wow and Kiyomi recorded.
Oh, yeah.
It gets a 5 out of 10 for me.
For the snippet? Yeah. I gave it like a 6.5.
It wasn't bad. I just don't know who's going to play it because of the lyrics. I mean, I'm interested to hear the bad version and to hear the clean version because,
maybe it's going to be on a Pornhub soundtrack.
You know?
Well, let's get into our special segment here, a glowing up fashion. Who we thought was, you know, glowing up, anything from hair and makeup to outfits, personality. So let's start it off. Alexis, who was glowing up for you?
Little Mama. Mm-hmm. She looked really cute at the fashion show. She's so pretty.
She is.
So I'm going to have to go with Little Mama. I feel like as we get more into the season, she's doing her thing.
She's slaying.
So, I'm going Little Mama tonight.
She's glowing up even more before our eyes.
Byron.
Kiyomi. Listen, yeah. Listen, if I was Bow Wow, I would be very upset at the way I acted and letting her go. Yeah. Because she be coming with it. And she, here's the thing. She know what she be doing.
Yeah, because she said
she know what she be
drop
doing.
Drop that thought pic.
She did a video.
And it be working. Like, he straight up liked her picture. He's mm-hmm. like, man, let me show her that I'm watching this. Like, she's winning this. If this is a Cold War, she's winning. If this is a Cold War, she's winning. She landed on the moon first.
That's true.
She definitely, she's my glowing up. And it's funny because, like, I think this was on a preview for next week. But you remember how she had the yellow hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now Masika is going to have the yellow hair. I think it's Masika or Johnny.
It's Masika.
Yeah, Masika's going to have the yellow hair. So, you know.
Maybe see you know. Who wore it better.
Who knows?
Mm.
Who knows?
Well, my glowing up is Ayana at her fashion show. I thought she looked just so cute.
She did.
You know?
She's pretty.
And her interviews, what she does, her straight, like, black hair, and it just, I don't know, her skin tone, it's just so beautiful.
She knows her angles. She always keeps mm-hmm. her hair on point. Her face is always beat. I feel like she'd be using a highlighter thing on her, but it'd be working. Like, Ayana's one of them girls who, like, she just knows how to work herself.
Right, mm-hmm. carry herself very well. You go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
So that's our glowing up fashion. And then let's get into our fan shout-outs where
uh-oh.
We shout you out.
What up?
You guys listening and watching us on YouTube, we appreciate you. So I got one here who was watching us last week on YouTube, and this one is directed towards Byron.
Oh, no. Somebody's finna kill me.
Oh, no. Well, she said, Char, so pretty XO, says, who's the guy with the hair? He's sexy AF. And I'm bald, so. Oh, you see,
listen,
Byron?
I appreciate you for that shout out because my hair has been a mess. Whenever you see it like this, I consider it a mess because I like to have it done. So, thank you. This is not my final form, though.
All right. Keep those comments coming, y'all. Tweet us using the hashtag growingup, well, GUHHABTV.
What was that person's name?
Oh, let me shout out one more time.
Yeah, we got to give him the whole shout out.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my bad. See, I'm not listening.
You're super fan. Char So Pretty XO.
Char So Pretty XO. Shout out to you. We love you. Keep watching.
Yeah, shout out to you. So now let's get into our news and gossip. Ooh. Well, for our news and gossip.
TV news.
Oh, yes. So first coming up here, we have a video from Miss Deb. And she's doing her whole new workout thing. And now it's Christmas coming around. She wants to get it right for her man. And Brandon is over there. So clearly we can hear that they are on good terms now. And she's got a little workout video and some music. So let's take a clip of this.
Hey.
Okay.
Look back at it, Ma. Look back at it.
Hey. That machine is crazy,
she
though.
She looked too.
I love Miss Dad, man.
She over there just shaking it.
She literally living her best life. But listen, do y'all see that check back behind her?
All the comments on the shade room were directed at that check. They was like, did anybody notice that $10,000 check in the background?
Okay.
I can use that. I got some school loans. I have some late car payments.
She is getting down.
She's over there just working out. Got her money in the back, letting y'all
look
know.
Look at her, moving her arm. You don't hear
oh, yeah, she's doing a roll, roll, roll your boat.
Roll, roll, roll your boat.
Go ahead, Miss Deb. So she was over there just enjoying her best life.
Oh, get low.
Get
okay.
low, too.
Hey.
Oh. To the window.
Look back at it.
She can't. She's too low.
Go ahead, Miss Deb. So then we have some screenshots here. There's a screenshot coming up of, hold on, sorry, real quick here, yeah, Miss Deb, it's just her and her booty is doing it for me, but a screenshot that we got from OMG reality TV where Johnny wrote on there, and all the video is just a clip of what's coming up next week, so tonight's episode, Johnny wrote on there, F y'all. Oh, F all y'all and anyone that feel away, I finally exposed my old team right on my page. Them people don't believe the hype. So
what hype? And I'm confused.
I'm confused too. I don't know what's going on. Are we talking about Ms. Deb? Are we talking about your stylist?
The video director?
We don't know.
We got the clip from the scene is all three of them in that clip.
Mm-hmm.
So
Right. Well, she said all y'all. She specifically said F all y'all.
So everybody, the director, the whole old team, I guess.
Everybody.
And then we also have a screenshot with Little Mama, and she adds Debrat and said, although you may not understand me, like me, or think I'm deserving of guidance and love, I still love you and appreciate your contribution to hip-hop. You are a legend. Continue to empower the next generation. God bless you. P.S. You should smile more.
That's a classy shade.
That right there. And knowing the brat, she ain't got nothing really bad to say about that.
Exactly.
Like, the brat would be like, all right, whatever.
Okay. Because if you guys remember, I know. Where were they?
That's kind of like a shout-out, low-key, though. Like, and she posted the picture with the brat. Is that still on her page?
Yeah.
That's like an actual shout-out, then.
Go ahead.
And it's a dope picture.
It is really pretty.
But if you guys remember from last week, or if you don't remember, Debrat told Little Mama, like, she doesn't smile that much. She got a nasty attitude. So, Little Mama came with a classy clap.
I love it. I love it, too.
Classy.
I
love Little Mama.
How can you not?
Yeah. I know. She's just the best.
I can't wait to go into predictions, man, because this is actually funny.
It is. And we getting ready to go into our predictions.
Well, there we go.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Well, Byron, you want to kick it off? I know you're excited.
Yes. So, hold up. Oh, yeah, Lil Mama, that's going to be crazy. Let's start with you real quick.
Okay.
I honestly don't know what I'm expecting next week, because I feel like it's always like you think something's going to happen, but then it don't happen. You know, I'm thinking and I'm hoping that Bow Wow reaches out to Kaomi. I mean, that's my only, and we get to see Miss Dead Man.
We do.
But I feel like I don't know. What I be predicting don't ever happen. So it's like, I don't know. It's like they always like, Throw a ball in there. So I don't know.
Do you have any predictions on Bow Wow and his meltdown and try to fight the cameraman?
Ooh.
Okay, Alexis. So do you guys think that the whole situation with his meltdown has a lot to do with his breakup with Kaomi?
I feel like it could be an added thing. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, so sprinkled in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I do want to know why he charged the cameraman, because that was just kind of out of pocket. But yeah, I don't know. I think the only thing that I really predicting is that him and Kaomi kind of, he apologizes. Mm-hmm. And Miss Dev, I want to know more about Miss Dev and Johnny's situation.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's going to be real.
Yes.
And then Masika, we didn't really touch on Masika. How she called Miss Dev, and Miss Dev was like, oh, so basically you want to be with Bow Wow. So I want to know a little more about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Deb straight up called out Masika on her intentions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She be saying it.
She sure do.
Man. Oh, so. Like I was saying, so Lil Mama, this next episode is going to be crazy, because, like, you know who been trying to get at Lil Mama this whole time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then guess who actually she's interested in? BT. That's going to be funny, and I can't wait to see Pimpin's reaction to Lil Mama and BT.
He don't charge it to the game. He can't be mad.
Yeah. I mean, his name is Pimpin. He tall.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
He'll be straight.
I mean, I just predict, of course, I think Bow Wow's going to probably have a whole episode with this, him charging at the cameraman.
Yeah.
It's going to be just the start of his depression. Because remember, before they even started showing or taping, we saw online, he was posting all this stuff, saying how he was suicidal and all this other stuff. So we're going to get a little bit more into that. That's probably going to be one of the reasons why he hits the cameraman, because I don't understand why you go after the camera crew.
And why did he run all the way across the street? Because, like, from what we see from the preview, like, I think he was by the cameraman. Mm-hmm. Then, like, they kind of walked him away so he could cool off. He went across the street. Then he ran back at the cameraman.
Right.
So it's like the cameraman had to have said something or made mm-hmm. a gesture for him to, like, run back across mm-hmm. the street.
Yeah. Got to be a little beef there or something.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
He probably called him Lil Mama.
I can't. I also predict we might see Deb's man, too.
Ooh. Yes, Ahmad.
A little.
Ahmad. How she say it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Ahmad. Yes, this was a good episode. But next week is Thanksgiving, so happy early Thanksgiving, everybody. And I know that they're doing a whole, like, a little 2-week break. So I think they'll be back, not next week, but the week after.
Okay.
Will be a new episode.
Bang, bang.
We can't wait for that one. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Howard III. We appreciate you guys. Please leave those comments below. We read them, do a fan shout out, and then also give us 5 stars on iTunes. And you can listen to us on Spotify. Yes, we are finally there, and SoundCloud. So definitely leave some reviews there. Tell a friend, tell your neighbor, tell your cousin, everybody. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Howard III. And of course, my website, howardthird.com. I also do a show on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time called Back to Reality. So catch me on that. Byron, hey, where can we find you?
I am Byron K. You can find me everywhere in the world at Hero from the 90s. I think I still have a website. That will be herofromthe90s.com.
And I'm Alexis Moselle, and you can find me on all social networks at madam_Moselle.
Yes, and we will see you guys later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.